Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, is Oracle a lone soldier in this, or do we know of other companies that are taking their business elsewhere because of the situation in the city?
Well, we already had one major medical convention pull out of San Francisco, in part because of what they're calling this conditions on the street. What they're talking about is the smell, the urine, the feces sometimes, but also the street behavior. The conventioners just don't feel comfortable being around, and they're not alone. Tourists are feeling the same thing and reporting it to the Tourism Bureau, and businesses are feeling the impact too, not only in terms of people not necessarily feeling comfortable coming in and shopping in San Francisco, but also the petty theft. People just sort of wandering in, some of them apparently half out of their minds, grabbing stuff or just casually picking up stuff and walking out. And clerks just standing there going, I'm not risking my job and my life to try to stop something like that. I know of reports of staggering losses, especially on the Mission and Market corridors, by some of the big chains who are now deciding to pull out.
And so you have that going on while people still flood in, housing prices go up. It's like this weird thing that's happening in one direction and also in the opposite direction.
And at the same time. So one of the another reasons why Oracle decided to move to its convention to Las Vegas was because San Francisco was just becoming too expensive. Now, that is something we have to deal with as well, because businesses, whether it's Oracle or Stripe or somebody else, are facing with high rents. And also just, you know, if you go out to dinner, you're going to be spending a heck of a lot more than you would elsewhere. And for a conventioner and you're putting on events, that adds up. If you're trying to lure employees to the area, the high cost of living. But also, you know, they're like, some places are just moving down to South San Francisco because it's still got San Francisco, it's still got the airport, but it doesn't have half the rents or the hassles. Stan, you're absolutely right. It's coming in at a couple of different forces, and the city so far has been at a loss at what to effectively do to correct the situation. We're spending tens, hundreds of millions of dollars. We are opening up navigation centers. We are getting people into shelters. We are getting them into beds, but that's not necessarily changing what they do on the streets during the day. That is the big challenge facing San Francisco. It's one thing to put a roof over someone's head. It's another thing to have them do something other than hang out in the streets panhandling, or worse.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.